This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
If you're watching on the YouTube or the Twitter, I'm like a little bit in a panic here this afternoon because I sit here with my iPad every day, and then I got a message about 10 minutes ago saying, hey, did you just log in near San Antonio, Texas on a device to Facebook? And my answer was, no, I did not. I'm doing a radio show, so I'm trying to change my password while doing a live radio show, so it's not recommended. I will tell you that. So I'm very confused because sometimes things like this are just sort of weird and coincidental, but not real. Big fan of getting hacked, so we'll have to
see.
Well, and
sometimes they're fake.
Yeah, well, this seemed real.
And it's hard to know. I don't know.
I changed the password, and hopefully that's all I got to deal with. Hey, Jane is back with us this afternoon. She's going to join us, of course, at our fish fry for the roundtable on Friday. There's a lot going on, and how are you, first of all?
I'm doing great. I'm down here at the Missouri's capital here in Jefferson City, and the Senate is debating the board control of the police department bill as we speak.
Wow. I've been getting some updates on this from some folks in the Capitol this afternoon, so I want to start there before we get to some of the election results from yesterday, because this thing is getting closer, right, Jane?
Yeah, it's getting a lot closer, and we've been told by Senate leadership that it's happening tonight. So get it worked out and get it done, because they're not going to lay it over until it's done.
And does that mean if it passes the Senate that it goes to the governor, or does it got to go back and forth here for a bit?
Well, no, it will just have to go to the House, and the House can pick it up and pass it, and then it will go to the governor. It could be to the governor by the end of the week.
Yeah, because the numbers in the House, if it passes, there's not really a question mark at that point, right?
Yeah, I mean, they need to make sure that, and we've got House people over here, our handler over here, to make sure that nothing gets on the bill that he doesn't think that the House would be okay with. And, but this is the governor's top priority. It's not just, board control. It's the crime bill. So there's a lot of different provisions in there. So, and this is the governor's number one priority.
Right. Absolutely. We're going to talk about it more.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yes. We'll talk about it on the roundtable on Friday. So let's talk about the election results. Look, we had some hope. We hoped and prayed that maybe Tishara will be knocked out in the first round, because that would certainly send a message. But April 8th,
still
right?
Wasn't bad.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. The numbers, go over the math here, because this, do you have any theories on how this might have happened? Because people could either pick one or they could pick all four. Sue was saying you just picked one, right, Sue?
I did everybody
except for her.
The person that you want out.
Okay. Yeah. Is that how you think most people approached it? And does that help, Karen?
Well, I think a lot of people did. I think it did, because Tishara, I got a text from her campaign morning of, saying, oh, vote only Tishara, not anyone else. So that she was clearly trying to counteract the, the vote everyone but Tishara. So, what's very interesting about where she landed is exactly where the poll said she was going to land, which I thought was really interesting.
Wow.
And because if you remember the poll, they said 63% of people will not vote for her.
Right.
And,
that was the
number. Kara got 68. And yeah. And so to me, when you're dealing with an incumbent, people know who you are. And they said no. And so I don't see her growth I don't see much growth there at all. So, I mean, I don't know that a month's going to is going to help her.
It's hard. You know, you want to be careful because we've seen surprises in politics, so you don't want to spike the ball too early. But it's hard for me to believe, given the numbers. And not only that, but let's talk about what happened with Donna, because I think Donna's race, and she was on earlier, finishing first in the comptroller race over Darlene Green, who's barely even had an opponent. She's been there since 1995. That indicates also this is a change election, Jane.
Yes. Absolutely. And that was the thing that was the one part I was surprised about. And so I was thrilled by that because it does, city voters are done. And that's very good to hear. Now, it's disconcerting when only 17.7% vote. That's insane.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, I mean, it is. And, you know, so clearly the elections need to move to, like, you know, August and November, because this is insane. And if you can't get more than 17% of your electorate to show up, then you ought not be a city. I mean, this is not okay. But, I mean, you know, at least the people who came out, they were the ones that were mad, and they said they clearly want change.
It's
that's very hopeful.
But let's go back to the math here just a little bit, because it really is. We have what's our current figure? Is it 350,000? Is it even 300,000? I mean, the numbers in the cities have dwindled.
Oh no, they're at 281, somewhere around there.
Okay,
it's below three.
But still, you'd think you'd get more than like 16,000 people in the city to come out for a mayoral race.
Absolutely.
Or 23, whatever the number is. So what'd you have total? 23,000 votes for Kara, Tashar 11,000, Michael Butler 8,600, Andrew Jones 4,700. I don't know if that tells you how many people voted, because they can vote for multiple people.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
So what you do if you look at the results, it'll tell you how many cards were pulled. And it was, you know, I mean, I don't know, 17.7% of registered voters, which
low.
Is a bit.
But you guys, it's a primary. Don't you think more will show up at the actual election?
Maybe, but there was a lot on the line in this also. But you could be right. I mean,
Everybody knows the primary decides.
Right. I might even guess that the race is going to be lower for the general. I could be wrong about that.
Oh, I hope not.
Last time it was 22%. So it doesn't go up that much. Mm. So registered voter. Okay, so 34,900 people voted out of 196,340 registered voters.
I mean, what's interesting to me, and I know you can't really do this, but let's say, you know, you have an incumbent mayor, Jane. If you add her vote total with Michael Butler and Andrew Jones, you barely get over Kara. So that's how 23,700 votes to Tashar's 11,500 for an incumbent. That is abysmal.
Terrible.
And that speaks
so
very...
it is.
Now, and I've said this too, this should be a national story, don't you think?
It should be. Absolutely. Well, because all of her stuff has been national stories. And, you know, I mean, this is an abysmal showing. I mean, I'm just telling you, I think she has to know where the writing on the wall is. And, you know, frankly, we better watch for the next month to see what she does on our way out the door. I mean, these people, when you're the incumbent that goes down that bad, you're not getting these voters back. They're not going to wake up and say, oh, no, now we like you again. It's just not going to happen. I mean, it's one thing to have a big swing if you're dealing with unknown people on both sides of the election, but that's not the case here.
No.
You know, she is a known figure. She's been a state rep. She was the treasurer. She's the mayor. They know who she is, and they said no.
So, by the way,
and so that does give me hope.
Out of curiosity, what does she do then?
Yeah, I thought.
Where does she go? Outside of traveling, she's got plenty of time to travel the world, like she's done on the taxpayer dime anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah, I was going to say, but who's going to pay for it? You know, and I don't know, and what's her dad going to do? I don't know.
I just like it when you call.
Yeah, but
I just like it when Jane calls. Tashar's dad's name is Vervis, but Jane calls him Virus. I love that. That's one of my favorite things, I think.
Well, I mean, yeah, and he's very cranky today.
Oh, really?
On social media, very cranky.
What's
today.
His tone?
He's blaming the North Side. He's like, oh, the North Side didn't come out, and blah blah blah. But you know, it's interesting. The ward by ward results literally just came out, and Kara got 35% in North City. I mean, you
that's
don't see white politicians that get,
right.
That's huge.
So does a guy like, because I don't know Michael Butler, people seem to like him. I mean, he comes in third here, 8,000 votes. Does he then campaign or try to throw support to Kara, or not in the cards?
You know what? That's a good question. He hasn't yet. And you know, it was funny because I think if more time had passed, I think he would have passed to Tashar. I mean, he really, you know, for having no money, ran a really good race because, you know, he almost got to her.
Yeah.
And I think if more time had passed, he was clearly going up. So he ran a good race, and he should be glad. And, you know, I just hope that, you know, he can
yeah.
be
But those aren't, in other words, those are not, those people who voted for Michael Butler, they're not voting for Tish.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure.
I don't think so. No. I, first of all, the Andrew Jones voters, there's not going to be a one that's going to vote for Tisharp. Okay? He's a Republican. There's zero chance. Might there be some Michael Butler people, maybe, but it's not going to be enough to get her even close.
Well, this is encouraging, and we will talk about it all at our fish fry. Are you looking forward to the fish fry on Friday?
Oh, I'm so happy these are starting again. We're going to have so much fun.
Our friend Alex Rich, who is here with us this afternoon, is going to swing by with his guitar, might entertain us for a little bit on Friday as well. It's at Holy Trinity Serbian Orthodox Church, 1910 Serbian Drive. You can come out. You can see the gang. You can meet Sue. Sue's always the person that people want to meet, right, Jane?
I know. They all love her.
She's
they
the
love
popular
her.
One. All right, hey,
we love her.
Keep me posted on the bill and, you know, stay focused. Stay on top of it. We'll see you Friday afternoon.
You got it, guys. Talk to you.
I feel like I have to be like, kill me. Stay within yourself, Jane. That's what Brian would tell me, right?
That's
stay within yourself, Mark.
Yeah.
I just have to share one more story, just something related to the city, just because I thought it was funny yesterday. And for whatever reason, it kind of took off on social media. So there was a, you know, yesterday when we were getting ready for the speech last night, there was this thing that was taking off, and I saw it from Michelle Tafoya, where now we know what happened. The Democrats last night, the women, they wore pink to the speech. The same Democrats, every one of them, who voted against protecting girls and women in sports. So I tweeted out that tweet from Michelle, who's a guest on the show on a regular basis, and I said, that's quite something, isn't it? Shameful. So there was somebody who responded, and they said, nope, it's not shameful at all. And I noticed that this was someone named Susan Ryan. Susan used to work for Jennifer Joyce when I knew her. Jennifer Joyce was the previous circuit attorney before Kim Gardner. And Jennifer actually was a neighbor of mine. We seemed to get along fine, but then I noticed after a while she stopped following me on Twitter. She was a Democrat. She didn't like my opinions, I guess. And Susan, I guess, was just the PR flack for that particular office. But she also became the PR flack for Kim when Kim was in there. So I thought it was amazing that, and here was my response. So she chimes in. She goes, nope, it's not shameful at all. My response was, says the person who lost all credibility, shilling for Kim Gardner, talk about effing shameful. Good Lord. So then she responded. She goes, well, you're so funny. You get yourself so upset when someone disagrees with you. Are you that fragile? And that's where the thing took off, because I responded to that. And there was a lot of attention given to this with a lot of likes and retweets. I said, I'm not upset. I just think it's hilarious that anyone who carried water for Kim Gardner would use the word shame and not realize the utter irony. I mean, my feeling is people like Susan Ryan effed up St. Louis. You let 60 Minutes come in here and gaslight. You let Jeff Pegues from CBS News come in here and gaslight. You pulled the race card at every turn. You defended Kim's constant BS. So I find that disgusting, Susan Ryan. And that's what I told her on Twitter. And you know what? Hundreds seem to agree.
Get more at 971talk.com.